듣기 2회 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 녹음된 내용을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ma'am, would you like to order now or should I come back later?
I'm not sure what to choose from the menu. Could you recommend something?
Sure. Is there any particular food you don't like?
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, can you help me? I'm staying in room 609.
Sure. How may I assist you?
I left my key inside the room and locked myself out.
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, residents. I'm Officer Mark Wilson from Grains Hill Police Station. Recently, we've had a number of electric scooter accidents around our neighborhood. Several pedestrians, as well as riders, were knocked over and injured in these accidents. So, I'd like to remind you of a couple of things that every electric scooter rider should be aware of. First of all, riding an electric scooter on the sidewalks is banned. It is only permitted on bike lanes and at a speed of under 20 kilometers per hour. Also, make sure that you always wear a helmet and other safety gear. Your cooperation will help make our neighborhood a safer place. Thank you.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, Jenny seems disappointed with her bad grades.
I know. So I tried to have a talk with her last night, but it didn't work well.
Why? Tell me more about it.
I suggested she could use some effective studying strategies to improve her grades.
How did it go?
She didn't seem to listen to me. And told me to leave her alone. I don't know what went wrong.
Honey, did you say you understood her feelings before you gave her advice?
Not really. Why?
That might be the problem. Jenny may have felt that her feelings were ignored.
I didn't think about that. I was only trying to help her.
Before you give advice, you should tell her that you know how she feels.
I see. That's why she got upset. I'll keep that in mind.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Amy's Media Studio.
Hello, I'm Henry Coleman. I want to discuss the video making order that I made last week.
Oh, Mr. Coleman, I'm working on it. What can I do for you?
I'm wondering how much work is done so far.
I finished the opening credits. And now I'm editing the scenes from Ms. Chung's best performances.
Great. There's an addition. Can you insert video messages from the dancers in my dancing company?
I think it's possible. Just send me the files.
Thanks. Ms. Chung has been the greatest dancer on our team, so I'd like this video to be a memorable present for her.
I understand. It might be meaningful for you because you've been her dance partner.
Right. Also, I feel lucky that the best editor in town is in charge of making the video.
The pleasure is all mine. I hope this will be a great gift for her.
This is our new waiting room. How do you like it?
Wow, it's beautifully done.
We designed it for our little patients not to be afraid of coming to the hospital.
It looks good. The kids in the room would feel as if they were in the jungle.
Look at the elephant-shaped slide on the side. Children will have fun sliding down from it.
They can also climb up on that tree next to the slide.
Right. And kids who want to be alone might use the tent by the window.
Good idea. Children like to hide.
Kids also can sit on the round carpet in front of the tree.
The stuffed tiger on the carpet looks cute. I'm sure kids will like it.
I'm sure it can help kids who come to our hospital have a fun experience.
Hey,
Alan. Has the chef arrived?
Not yet. But when I called him, he said he'd be at the studio around 5 p.m.
Okay. We'd better check everything before the cooking show starts.
Right. Are all the cooking tools ready?
Yes, I've double-checked. How about the beef and other ingredients?
Our staff are preparing them. They'll be put in the studio refrigerator 20 minutes before the show.
Sounds good. And how many audience members did we invite today?
I contacted 30 people, but only 25 arrived.
I think 25 is enough. Did you check the lighting in the studio, too? Last time the chef complained about that.
I almost forgot. I'll go check the lights right away.
Okay. Then I'll go to the control room to monitor the screen quality. Hey, Tony. Hurry up. The school bus is leaving in 5 minutes.
I'm not taking the bus today. My dad will pick me up later.
Oh, is there a special family event tonight?
Not really. I just have to stay at school for a while.
Why? Are you taking an after-school class?
No, I just have to do a group project.
Let me guess. I hear that you and Fred are building a robot for a contest. Are you two working on it today?
We do work together, but not today. I have something else to do.
Wow, you sound very busy.
True. I'll perform a short play in English class tomorrow. I need to practice for it with my group members.
I see. Where are you going to practice?
My homeroom teacher allowed us to use the classroom until 6 p.m.
Great. Good luck with your play.
Hi, I want to buy art supplies. Where are they?
They are right over here. What kind of supplies are you looking for?
I need some paintbrushes and drawing pencils. How much are these brushes?
These large-sized brushes are $10 each, and the smaller ones are $5 each.
I'll take 2 large-sized brushes.
Okay. And these drawing pencils are the most popular. They're $20 per dozen.
Well, I don't need that many. I just want three. How much are they?
They're $2 each. But think again. The price per unit is way cheaper when you buy a dozen.
I know, but just three is enough for me. Oh, this palette looks nice. How much is it?
It's originally $30, but it's 20% off now.
Good. I need a new palette. I'll take it, too.
Two large-sized brushes, three pencils, and one palette. Anything else?
That's all. Here's my credit card. Hello, Miss Swanson. May I ask about the Starlight Readathon?
Of course, Kevin. Are you thinking of joining it?
Yes. I'd like to know the date and time.
It starts at 6 p.m., October 18th, and ends at 7 a.m., October 19th.
What do we do? Do we really read books all night?
Basically, yes. Students will read the books of their choice and participate in the programs, such as quiz contests.
I see. Where does it take place?
Several classrooms and the school library will be used.
Should I bring a blanket? It might be cold at night.
You can, but the heaters will be kept on, so it won't be cold. Just don't forget to bring the books you'll read.
It's my first time to be in a readathon. I'm worried if I can stay up all night.
You can leave any time you want, but in that case, I'll make sure your parents will come and pick you up.
I see. Thank you for all the information, Miss Swanson.
11번 체리오드 가라지 세일에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, this is Rita Donovan, the head manager of Cherrywood Community Center. I'm happy to share with you that we're going to have the annual Cherrywood Garage Sale. It's held on the second Saturday of October, which is October 12th this year. All Cherrywood residents, ages 18 and over, can register as sellers. A map that shows the locations of sellers' houses will be made and distributed to the shoppers so that they can easily find each garage. The sale officially starts at 8 a.m., and individual sellers can choose the time they close. The registration fee is $20 per seller, and the collected fee will go to the Village IT Center. We hope you'll have the best sale ever this year. Thank you.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 주문할 전동 두피 마사지기를 고르시오.
Honey, I'm thinking of buying an electric scalp massager. They're on sale at this online store.
Really? Let's choose one together then.
Okay, come and see this. The number of heads on the machine should be more than two. What do you think?
I agree. There are two types. Which would be better, a helmet type or a handheld type?
What about going with a handheld type? It'd be more portable than the helmet type.
Okay, that leaves us with these three options.
Is a waterproof massager more convenient?
Definitely. You can massage your scalp even when your hair is wet.
Good point. Now, we're narrowed down to these two waterproof products. There is a price difference.
I think we could do well enough with the less expensive one.
Me too. Let's order the cheaper one.
13번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Katie, you're playing a video. How about turning it off when you study math?
Well, Dad, this video helps me study.
Really? It doesn't look like an online lecture or an educational video.
You're right. It's a study with me video.
What's that? Does this girl on the video give you study tips?
No, she studies silently for a couple of hours.
How does that help you?
I feel as if I'm with a hard-working friend, so it keeps me focused. She's like a study buddy.
I understand. That sounds a little strange to me, though. Is this kind of video popular?
Of course. Look at the number of views. It's well over 2 million.
Angela,
here you are. Where have you been?
I was in the concert hall to check the sound system for our charity concert.
I called you several times, but you didn't answer.
Sorry, I didn't bring my phone with me. What's up?
I received a call from Sarah. You know, she's supposed to sing at the concert.
What did she say?
She says she cannot perform for us because she's come down with a severe flu.
That's a real problem. The audience will be expecting her.
But it seems she can't make it this time. She's so sick that she could hardly speak on the phone.
Then we need someone who can substitute for her. Do you know of any singer who can perform at our concert?
Actually, there are several candidates. I'll show you their profiles so that you can take a look.
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 론이 미즈 킴에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ron is the leader of the school Taekwondo club. Ms. Kim, who is in charge of organizing the school's sports day, asks Ron if his club can perform a demonstration at the opening ceremony. Ron discusses this with the club members. Many react negatively to the request. They're worried about getting exhausted from performing the demonstration because they want to save energy to participate in other sport events. Some members suggest performing the demonstration at the closing ceremony, which all the members agree with. Ron goes to Ms. Kim's office to deliver his club's suggestion. In this situation, what would Ron most likely say to Ms. Kim?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, everyone. Last time we talked about the conditions of current hiking trails. Today, let's talk about the factors we need to think about when we choose the surface materials for public park trails. The most important factor is safety. Soil and sand don't offer stable support for wheelchair users, so we need to mix in some hardening materials. The second thing to consider is the budget for construction and maintenance. For example, bricks are more expensive than hardened soil, but brick trails require less money and work to maintain. Lastly, you need to take into account the climate. For example, wood is likely to rot in the wet weather, so it's not good for public park trails where rain is frequent. Also, asphalt will melt down in hot weather, which makes it a bad choice for the public park in a hot area. We'll talk about those materials more in detail after we watch a video.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. Last time we talked about the conditions of current hiking trails. Today, let's talk about the factors we need to think about when we choose the surface materials for public park trails. The most important factor is safety. Soil and sand don't offer stable support for wheelchair users, so we need to mix in some hardening materials. The second thing to consider is the budget for construction and maintenance. For example, bricks are more expensive than hardened soil, but brick trails require less money and work to maintain. Lastly, you need to take into account the climate. For example, wood is likely to rot in the wet weather, so it's not good for public park trails where rain is frequent. Also, asphalt will melt down in hot weather, which makes it a bad choice for the public park in a hot area. We'll talk about those materials more in detail after we watch a video.
16번 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 17번 언급된 재료가 아닌 것은?